The Royal Wedding. I'm Vicki Barker. Wedding bells ringing for Harry and Meghan, but will they get hitched without a hitch? The Archbishop of Canterbury will be presiding over the nuptials. What could possibly go wrong?
I've made a couple of cack-handed mistakes over the last couple of weddings that I've been involved with.
Oh, great.
Take thee, Philip.
Take thee, Philip.
At now Queen Elizabeth's wedding in 1947, someone mislaid the wedding bouquet before the official photos, so the entire wedding party had to reunite after the honeymoon in their party clothes for the reshoot. Now all royal brides have a duplicate bouquet in the wings just in case.
I, Diana Francis.
When Prince Charles married Diana Spencer, she got his name wrong in the vows.
Take thee, Charles Philip Arthur George.
Take thee, Philip Charles Arthur George.
Looking ahead to this Saturday's ceremony, the Archbishop says he reflects on a single by British grime artist Stormzy.
There's a line in that, I stay prayed up, then I get the job done. I think that sort of sums it up.
Vicki Barker, CBS News, London. The Royal Wedding. I'm Vicki Barker.
Congratulations, Meghan and Harry.
These British builders celebrating in advance.
It's good for us lot in this country that he's getting married. He's a good boy.
These posh girls are mourning the one who got away.
Absolutely gutted. He's so amazing.
Yeah, we were trying to hunt him down, but we couldn't find him. And now Meghan's got him. So.
But she is amazing and she's gorgeous. So, yeah. I mean, fair play to her.
Tessari Paxton belongs to the exclusive Soho Club, where Harry reportedly courted Meghan. Like Markle, he's biracial.
My mum once said if everybody had a child with somebody who was a different race to them, then that would kind of solve all the wars in the world. And racism.
A biracial royal? No big deal. Now, says royal biographer Andrew Morton.
For me, it shows you how quickly the royal family have moved on.
Because how can royalty lead their people if they can't keep up with them? Vicki Barker, CBS News, London. The Royal Wedding. I'm Vicki Barker.
I am proud to be a woman and a feminist.
Meghan Markle, UN advocate for women's empowerment and soon to be bride of a British prince. Tell me there won't be a little culture shock involved. Royal biographer Andrew Morton.
I do find it amusing that she spoke out for gender equality and for feminist issues. And here she is moving into a family where they spend half their lives bowing and curtsying to one another.
That's not a small thing. She may be a future queen, but even Kate Middleton still has to curtsy to all her royal in-laws.
I think it's a very, very positive step for the royal family.
Chicago-born Julie Montague knows what it's like to marry into the English elite. She's now the Viscountess Hinchingbrook. She says sooner or later, American brashness is tempered by respect for the ancient family traditions you're now a part of.
We are known to be a little bit embarrassing, so I've tried to tone that down too.
Though embarrassing doesn't seem to be Meghan Markle's style. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London. The Royal Wedding. I'm Vicki Barker. In fairy tales, it's the wistful girl hoping to be swept off her feet by a handsome prince. But in a CBS interview in 2012, this handsome prince was the one doing the waiting.
Look at me, I'm 27 years old, and not so much searching for someone to fulfill the role, but obviously, you know, finding someone that would be willing to take it on.
Wow, you're pretty.
Good. You've hit on me. We can get it out of the way that I'm not interested.
And then came Meghan Markle. Royal commentator Katie Nichols says Harry couldn't have chosen a better life partner.
She's used to the cameras. She's used to the spotlight. Prince Harry's exes, it was the one thing they really couldn't handle, but Meghan can handle it. Look at how she has dealt with this. With discretion, she hasn't spoken out, apart from when she's been allowed to. She's really been a model example of what we might expect of, shall we say, a modern royal.
Two people, one vision. No glass slippers here. This royal pair have already pulled on their boots and started working together on the causes closest to their hearts. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London. The Royal Wedding. I'm Vicki Barker. From the start, Meghan Markle hasn't put a foot wrong. From making a good impression on the Queen.
From what they said, it all went very well. Even the corgis liked her.
To winning over the doubters.
When the romance was first revealed, a lot of people like, well, she's everything you wouldn't expect of a royal bride. She's a divorcee. She's older than him. She's American. She's an actress. She's famous in her own right. Well, actually, having spent the best part of two decades in the spotlight, I think, makes her incredibly well equipped for this job.
Royal commentator Katie Nichols.
The last American who married a member of the royal family, Wallace Simpson, caused a constitutional crisis.
Royal biographer Andrew Morton reminding us that Harry's great-uncle had to abdicate in order to marry his American divorcee. Boy, do times change.
While I've worked with larger end...
Meghan Markle on stage with William, Kate, and Harry discussing their royal foundation. Knowledgeable, comfortable in the spotlight, she's taking her place among a new generation reinventing royal philanthropy using their fame to make a difference. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.